Doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medications. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendolite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendolite.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Have you heard? Proactiv is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With new Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try new Proactiv risk-free. Get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactiv, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactiv, 2 free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Going to go right back to this Idaho Goes Communist, okay, thanks to our Governor Butch Otter, okay, which is a traitor to Idaho and a traitor to the nation. The fact that Chinese communists would have the ability to bring in military equipment undetected if such a lease were given seems to escape the governor of the state of Idaho. For those of you who wonder how many American jobs this proposal would create, the answer is zero. In essence, we are talking about a communist Chinese self-contained community on American soil. Other Idaho projects seem equally mystifying. The Idaho Regional Center, a company developing the Gold Hill Mine near Placerville and Black Hawk on the river near McCall in Idaho, has millions of dollars in escrow from Chinese investors awaiting approval of green cards from U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. Once approved, the money will be released and the gold processing plant is expected to go into production, said Sima Muroff, head of the regional center. Several other regional centers have started in the state. They allow investors a chance to get green cards in exchange for $500,000 to $1 million in investment. In the United States, it is possible to invest in foreign countries without becoming a citizen of that country. The fact that the money from these Chinese communist investors is conditioned on their being approved for green cards should also raise a few eyebrows. A simple visa would allow them to visit their mining property. These colonization efforts at a time when the situation in North Korea could escalate into World War III seem to be dubious at best. China is preparing for war with the United States and its Asian allies. China is preparing for conflict in every direction, its defense ministry says. In the coming 5 years, our military will push forward preparations for military conflict in every strategic direction also. General Ling Gongli said in an interview published by state-backed newspapers in China, and I quote, "We may be living in peaceful times, but we can never forget war. Never send the horses south and put the bayonets and guns away," he said. These Chinese communist business ventures on American soil show very little benefit to America, if any, for the American economy. Communist Chinese communities employing Chinese communists to compete with American businesses to hire American workers just seems to be a bad idea. They're bringing in their own communist Chinese to be the employees for their businesses here. A year ago, China froze substantive military relations in protest to U.S. arms sales to Taiwan, and relations deteriorated further this summer when China objected to U.S. plans to deploy a nuclear aircraft carrier, the U.S. George Washington, in the Yellow Sea off the Korean Peninsula. China also announced this month it is preparing to launch its own aircraft carrier next year. The news emerged a year earlier than many U.S. defense analysts had predicted. China is also working on a ballistic missile that could sink aircraft carriers from afar, fundamentally reordering the balance of power in a region dominated by the U.S. since the end of World War II, that is, the Korean Peninsula and Taiwan. Keeping your friends close and your enemies closer might not be the best policy for the people of Idaho. While the average American continues to endure the humiliation of TSA strip searches and pat-downs, giving a known enemy unimpeded access to your international airports without any oversight at all seems a little out of whack. Will U.S. halt Chinese expansion? No, because we are a communist nation today, folks. Abomination is a communist, and all of his czars he appointed are communist Zionists. So they want communism here. With America heavily dependent on China for underwriting our debt, and with China's huge trade surplus, with the U.S. providing a windfall to fuel China expansionism, Indian military leaders have warned Washington and its allies that a careful watch must be kept on how China is expanding its maritime reach by buying up port facilities across the region, especially in the Indian Ocean. it is important to recognize how an expanded Chinese presence in the Indian Ocean would make China a big naval power with a linkage to the Middle East, from which it ships a lot of oil and minerals. China has been building naval sites at Indian Ocean ports leased from Burma, Pakistan, and Sri Lanka. It also is negotiating for port facilities in Thailand and may lease space in the Sakhalese Islands. China and India have not fought a land war since 1962 when they clashed over the disputed frontier, but lately tensions have flared over Chinese reinstatement of claims to Indian territory in the Tibetan region of the Himalayas. China has been developing an encirclement policy towards many of its neighbors in the region, and the real danger is that sooner or later it will lead to a full-blown war. China also has angered India by opposing its desire for a UN Security Council seat and by establishing close military links with neighboring Pakistan, to whom China has sold nuclear materials and nuclear missiles. But a naval war with China could be the most likely scenario, and that analysis is shared by Indian military strategists and their counterparts in Vietnam, Japan, Indonesia, South Korea, Taiwan, and Australia. Each of those countries tried to impress on the Obama Nation White House in 2010 the importance of a united front to address China's naval expansionism. India feels the time has come for a more robust U.S. military policy, otherwise China will continue to expand its so-called economic exclusion zone, meaning China would define large parts of the region's seas as off-limits for fishing and exploration by other countries. The Chinese have seized Vietnamese fishing vessels, killed fishermen, and established a no-fishing zone in large parts of the South China Sea, where Vietnamese fishermen have made their living for centuries. China's behavior has been characterized not only by naval intimidation, but also by the use of its economic power, much of which has been accomplished by the outsourcing of what were U.S. jobs to what amounts to Chinese slave laborers. For example, China warned ExxonMobil and British Petroleum they could lose their right to do business in China if they continued exploration work with Vietnam in the South China Sea. In 2010, Beijing stopped the export of rare earth materials to China after a fishing dispute. China sometimes uses what appears to be a normal fishing vessel to buzz U.S., Japanese, and Indian warships. Some naval strategists believe China has not been challenged enough, often enough, and point to the 1995 Chinese takeover of Mischief Reef in the South China Sea, long regarded as a sovereign territory of the Philippines. We'll be right back, folks, after these very important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
The Berkeyrite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeyrite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeyrite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeyrite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you. Going to go right back to, will U.S. halt Chinese expansionism? Philippine fishermen traditionally fished in the South China Sea until the Chinese cunningly moved in and built structures on the reef to control the area. America's allies in the region feel the abomination administration, the communist abomination administration, let them down in July 2010 when it caved in to pressure from Beijing, China, not to use the aircraft carrier U.S. George Washington in a naval exercise in the Yellow Sea following the North Korean alleged sinking of a South Korean Navy ship. The exercise had been intended to show the naval power, but when the Chinese objected to the presence of the U.S. vessel, the abomination White House pulled it from the exercise. Well, it's two communist folks, China and abomination. China responded with its own live fire drill in the Yellow Sea, thumbing its nose at the United States. One of the ironies of the Pakistan-Chinese alliance is that America has bankrolled the Pakistani military to the tune of tens of billions of dollars, since 2001. From Pakistan's perspective, it seems an alliance with neighboring China was as a strategic necessity and cares little for Washington's opposition to it. Okay, folks, that's the report. Okay, we've got to watch China very carefully, folks, and have our representatives, alleged representatives, that is, know about how they're invading America today, especially Idaho, thanks to Butch Otter. Okay, lawsuit. Federal prisoners with unpopular political beliefs are put in prison, isolated, and abused. If you are unlucky enough to be doing time at one of the federal government's two experimental prisons, which it calls Communications Management Units, CMUs, you are categorically banned from any physical contact with visiting friends, families, including babies, infants, and minor children. You may not hug, touch, or embrace your children or spouses during visits. Severe restrictions are also placed on your access to phone calls and letters, as well as work and educational opportunities. Transfers to the CMU, once again the Communication Management Units, that's experimental prisons, folks, are not explained, nor are prisoners told how to earn release into less restrictive confinement, as there is no review process at all. Lawyers say that because these transfers are not based on facts or discipline for infraction, a pattern of religious and political discrimination and retaliation for prisoners, lawful advocacy has emerged. Two federal prisons are being used as CMUs and overwhelmingly hold Muslim prisoners and prisoners with unpopular political beliefs. Opponents charge they are practicing religious profiling, retaliation, and arbitrary punishment. These are the principal allegations in a lawsuit filed by the Center for Constitutional Rights against U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder and the U.S. Department of Justice. Communist Eric Holder, by the way, folks. The DOJ houses the U.S. Bureau of Prisons, and which runs the two units in Terre Haute, Indiana, and others in the other in Marion, Illinois. Plaintiffs are five current and former prisoners and the spouses of two prisoners. Now comes information on another shortcoming, inadequate medical care. In a letter, a CMU inmate describes a situation that other legal experts confirm persists throughout the prison system. The inmate, whose name is being withheld from this article for his protection, explained, "I was waiting to be called for surgery today at 6 a.m. The guard asked me if I had eaten today. I already did by then, because I was being taken out for a procedure. I told him that I'd already ate, and I should have been told no later than last night about the procedure." We'll be right back, folks, after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you. Going to go right back to this very important report here about patriots who have different political views than Obama Nation are going to be put in prison and tortured and treated very poorly. It says here, I told him that I had already ate and that I should have been told no later than last night about the procedure. Besides, I told them that I was put on daily aspirin, which must be stopped for several days before any procedure. The guard understood that there was a mix-up. An hour later, when the nurse, the LPN, came in, I was explaining to her that there was must have been some kind of a mistake. She was stern, less than respectful, and less than understanding. She immediately snapped at me, so you're refusing the colonoscopy. What colonoscopy, I said. There must be some misunderstanding. I am going in for a hernia surgery. No, she said, my records show that you are to be locked up to be prepared for the colonoscopy. Well, is there someone I can talk to explain the situation? I said. No, she snapped. I am the only one here. If you want to talk to someone, you have to wait until tomorrow, she said. Meanwhile, we will have to prisoner's letter continues. You asked about my hernia. It does bother me that the time it was painful and uncomfortable, it limits my physical activities and exercise. I am unable to stay in one position for an extended period of time. I cannot bend or strain without feeling the discomfort. After my limited walk every day, I feel the area is numb. I look forward to being relieved of this hernia. Last night they told me to be NPO after midnight for a procedure. This was after the morning fiasco, which I briefed you about, only to be told 2 hours later that it was canceled. I am still in limbo, not sure what these people are doing or what game they're playing with my health. The prisoner asked, how would an intelligent, reasonable professional mix colonoscopy with hernia repair? Instead of thanking me for correcting a potential danger and embarrassment for these people, I am treated like a dog. To take it back, dogs are treated better. All this is done by a supposedly health professional who swore an oath to take care of the sick. I frankly fear for my life and well-being in this joint with characters like this one. I am unable to call her a nurse. I know nurses. I hired some, dealt with some, and was treated by some. None is like this one. She would not have acted like this had her superiors been better on her. It is a culture of disrespect and abuse. It is ironic that this happens when they told us that the Joint Commission on Accreditation of Hospitals is coming soon to give accreditation to their health services. Joan Convinci, a former longtime member of the Dallas ACLU Board of Directors and a nationally recognized champion of prisoners' rights, commented on this inmate's predicament. She said, he told us, the man has to keep going until his unit's grievance process. It may not make a difference, since what he is experiencing is common throughout the nation, but he must go into court with his own story after he has exhausted all other remedies. She added, too many COs are trained and instructed to treat the incarcerated as dangerous and as liars, which many of them are. I believe that anyone incarcerated fairly and honestly is sick and probably unreliable and dangerous. Some COs understand this and act professionally, but many do not. The CCR says that despite the fact that their creation marked a dramatic change in Bureau of Prison Policy, the CMUs were opened without the required opportunity for public notice and comment. That's these experimental prisons, folks, like this guy was in. But relatively little is known about what goes on inside the CMUs, unlike conditions and practices at our military prisons in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The CMUs have received virtually no attention from the mainstream media, print, television, or radio, nor has Congress shown any more than passing interest in them. When the Bureau of Prison announced the first CMU in 2007, they said its purpose was to house inmates who, due to current offense, conduct, and other verified information, require increased monitoring of communications with persons in the community to ensure the safe, secure, and orderly running of the Bureau of Prison Facilities and to protect the public. But the CCR disputes that statement. They say these units are an experiment in social isolation, said the CCR attorney. People are being put in these extraordinary restrictive units without being told why and without any meaningful review at all. Dispensing with due process creates a situation ripe for abuse. In this case, it has allowed for a pattern of religious profiling, retaliation, and arbitrary punishment. This is precisely what the rule of law and the Constitution forbid. The CCR says that upward to two-thirds of the prisoners confined are Muslim, a figure that overrepresents the proportion of Muslim prisoners in the Bureau of Prison Facilities by at least 1,000%. Many of the remaining prisoners have unpopular political views, including environmental activism, is designated as eco-terrorist. So, folks, if you have a differing political belief system, you could very well be in one of these prisons. The CCR says most of those other prisoners appear to have been transferred to the CMU because of other protected First Amendment activities, such as speaking out on social justice issues or filing grievances in prison or court regarding conditions and abuse in a prison. CRU attorneys say the outsized proportions of Muslims demonstrates that the CMUs were created to facilitate the segregation and restrictive treatment of Muslims based on the discriminatory belief that such prisoners are more likely than others to pose a threat to prison security. According to the Bureau of Prison, the 76 inmates housed in the isolation unit are there to prevent them from furthering acts of terrorism through their political beliefs. But civil libertarians advocates say the extreme conditions at the CMUs amount to abuse and that the program violates the inmates' constitutional rights. The Bureau of Prisons says CMUs were set up after authorities discovered that some Islamic militants were able to send messages abroad from their prison cells. The Bureau of Prison claims that CMUs are designed to hold dangerous terrorists and other high-risk inmates, requiring heightened monitoring of their external and internal communication. But the CCR says many prisoners are sent to these isolation units for their constitutionally protected religious beliefs, unpopular political views, or in retaliation for challenging poor treatment and other rights violation in federal prison systems. Unlike other prisoners in the federal system, CMU prisoners are categorically denied any physical contact with family members and are forbidden from hugging, touching, or embracing their children, spouses, or loved ones during visits. The CMUs are an experiment in social isolation. Karen Fetterman, a Boston-based freelance journalist, writes, although the U.S. government refuses to disclose the list of prisoners Dr. Rafael Dafoe, physician and founder of Iraqi Charity Help the Needy. Gaston Elisa, founder of Holy Land Foundation and CAIR Dallas. Randall Rayer, Muslim civil rights activist, and it goes on and on and on, folks. I won't read all this to you here. John Walker Lynn, an American convert to Islam who was captured in Afghanistan, plus some non-Muslim political activists who have different political beliefs than communist abomination. She claims that most of these prisoners are falsely accused of terrorist offenses and then imprisoned for lesser charges, but given sentences meant for serious terrorism-related crime. Okay, folks, that's it on that, okay? All right. Now, I want to remind you, folks, that next hour is open phones, okay, on the Officer Jack McLam program. And here is the call-in number. The call-in next hour, if you'd like to say a few words or ask questions, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. If you'd like to call in and make a statement or ask questions, okay? 800-313-9443. Next hour, okay? Thanks a lot, folks. Okay, we have another article here by Pat Shannon, my brother there at American Free Press. And it says that a decade ago, Dick Subcanion was CEO of Aero Plastics in Bedford, Texas, a thriving tool modeling business with more than 40 employees. Then he began to ask the IRS to show him the law that required him to withhold taxes from his employees' paychecks. Instead of showing it, the government put him in prison in Beaumont, Texas. On December 28, 2010, after an extended ordeal, he died there. Probably was murdered. Aeroplastic was grossing over $4 million a year when Subcanion began to question and research the tax laws. He determined that his company would no longer collect taxes for the government free of charge, telling the IRS by letter, and I quote, "Aero does not have the authority nor the police power to determine whether its employees either are or are not responsible for any tax whatsoever." In 1999, Aero began to pay its employees 100% of its earnings and informed them that they were responsible for whatever taxes they lawfully owed. Two employees quit rather than not have their next year's taxes paid. The IRS was between a rock and a hard place with Subcanion. The practice of withholding was sold to Americans via the Victory Tax in 2000 in World War II and was supposed to end when the war was over, but it was never abolished. Now, a century later, what would happen if CEOs of every company in America would learn that they could cut bookkeeping time and cost by ceasing to do what had never been required in the first place? in March 2002, Sim Cannon's picture and story appeared along with those of former IRS agents Joe Bannister, John Turner, and Sherry Jackson in USA Today, telling the world that almost no Americans had a requirement to file a 1040. After that, they began feeling the heat of retaliation from the IRS against them. We'll be right back, folks, after these important messages. We'll be right back after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program coming to you out of Idaho County, Idaho, USA, here at our two police and military associations headquarters. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you. Bob Schultz of the We the People Foundation had managed to raise $62,000 to pay for a full-page advertisement in the daily newspaper. However, after the ad ran for the third time, Schultz was informed by USA Today officials that they would not be accepting further advertising from the foundation. No reason was given for censoring him. Meanwhile, several of Arrow's biggest accounts have suddenly ceased placing orders, and when Jim Cannon inquired as to why, a few confessed to him that they had been intimidated by phone calls and visits from the IRS under threat of tax audits if they continued to do business with him. Before that month of March was over, Jim Cannon was informed that he was under criminal investigation. He requested an audience with the grand jury, and when he told his side of the story, the panel refused to indict him. Later that year, the Justice Department tried again with a new grand jury, and again, Jim Cannon prevailed. Finally, an assistant U.S. attorney who was prosecuting the case had Jim Cannon jailed and kept him there until a third grand jury, unaware of the exculpatory evidence that persuaded the previous grand juries, charged the changed the course of Jim Cannon's life. Jim Cannon was eventually tried, convicted, and sentenced in 2004. He had been forced to sell his business while in jail to pay his legal debt. The sentencing guidelines called for 42 months, but Judge John McBride doubled that to 84 months in order apparently to deter any such further attempts by others. On the same day, McBride sentenced a bank robber and his wife-beating arms dealer to prison time, and their combined time was less than half of that of Jim Cannon received. In May 2010, Jim Cannon was free for a short time until he refused to submit to the monthly requirement of reporting to a probation officer. McBride resentenced him to another 7 years. Jim Cannon had been in a local hospital for 2 weeks for treatment of an undisclosed illness prior to his death. Further details of his death are not yet available. Upon hearing the news, the friend remarked, "They broke up his business, his family, and destroyed his life, but they could not break his spirit. He went to prison for telling the truth, and he never stopped telling it." Folks, that's what happens when you tell the truth, okay? Especially about the IRS. I know Joe Bannister and Sherry Jackson, both former IRS agents, folks, and both of them have been telling the American people. Sherry Jackson's in prison, by the way. They tried to railroad Joe Bannister into prison, but couldn't get it done. But they're both telling the people of the United States that there is no law in the IRS code to make you and I pay a tax. No law at all. Okay? We'll be right back after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network. And we're going into the second hour, folks, so please make your phone calls now. We'll be right back.
The next.